Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. Patience is one of those tough virtues, particularly at this time of the year when life seems to go into hyperdrive. Students are strung out about this time because of finals. Holiday shoppers are rushing to finish their purchases. Woe betide the person who gets stuck in traffic on Shelbyville Road. Less daylight leaves people a little more prone to seasonal affective disorder. Winter weather can snarl things up. It just might snow next week. And in the middle of all of this, God calls us to practice patience. On the first Sunday of Advent, we were told this: stay awake, be prepared. On the second Sunday of Advent, we were told this: repent, the kingdom of God is near. And so this third Sunday of Advent, we are told this: be patient. Patient for what exactly? The letter of St. James ties patience to the coming of the Lord. Well, remember this: the coming of the Lord is in the sacraments as we celebrate them today. The coming of the Lord is at the end of our lives when we die and go to God. And the coming of the Lord is at the end of the ages when Jesus returns in glory. Our patience is tied to the events of the coming of the Lord. So how do we practice this patience? Well, let's connect the idea with the instructions we have received in the previous Sunday. So let's review them again. Stay awake, be prepared, repent, be patient. St. James then said that to wait patiently means we need to make our hearts firm. Making our hearts firm means that we know what we believe and then we stick to it. How well do we know our faith in the Lord? So let's ask ourselves, when was the last time I read a good spiritual book? When was the last time I listened to a good Catholic CD or podcast? When was the last time I attended a class or a group to learn more about my faith? All of us, every single one of us, you and me, we can all grow in knowledge and understanding of our faith in Jesus Christ. Like a farmer who patiently cultivates a crop, so we must grow our knowledge and understanding of our faith. This is how we patiently and consistently make our hearts firm. St. James also said this: do not complain about one another that you may not be judged. So here's a great way to practice patience. Make our homes, our cars, our workplaces, and especially our parishes free of complaining about one another. So no whining, complaining, criticisms, negative talk, or gossip. Now, this is a tough one because people in general love to complain. Probably started at about age 2.5 when we learned how to pout. You remember that sound? We just got more sophisticated with age, that's all. But we all know the results of complaining about one another. We get angry with each other, and then we have distrust and divisions and dissensions, and on and on and on it goes, and it's never, ever good, is it? Listen to St. James. We can all stand to zip our lips. Don't complain about each other. Is it too hard a habit to break? Well, try this as a habit breaker. Get a rubber band, put that rubber band around your wrist, and every time you catch yourself whining, complaining, criticizing, or gossiping, just simply snap the rubber band. Some of us are already thinking about blisters. But after they heal, I'll bet that the level of whining, complaining, criticizing, and gossiping in our lives will dramatically decline. Let's make our hearts firm and don't complain about each other. So stay awake, be prepared, repent, be patient. All of this has a purpose. Remember, we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the coming of the Lord really is drawing near. He's coming soon. And when it happens, the words of the prophet Isaiah will be fulfilled when he said, "Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned in everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee." Stay awake, be prepared, repent, be patient. Christmas is coming. Jesus is coming.